You're listening to The Killer Bees with Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios.
Joel Blank, Jeremy Branham live from Nick's Place on Rocky Ridge off Westheimer. And joining us now, Houston Rocket legend Vernon Maxwell. Mad Max, how you doing? How's it going?
Hey, man, I'm great, man. I'm blessed, man. I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Good having you live here in the city. I know you make it during the season to a lot of games, but what brings you to town? You got a little bit of a bash going on.
Yeah, well, I got a lot of shit going on this weekend.
Birthday party?
Yeah, birthday party coming up on Friday, all white party. They say you're supposed to wear white after Labor Day. But this new stuff going on now. So we're going to have on white on Saturday. And then I got a brand party coming out on Sunday. I got a brand that's coming out.
Nice.
It's a surprise. So
okay.
I have a brand party coming out on Sunday. Officially, my birthday is September the 12th.
Okay.
So we got that going on. And that's at Club Retreat.
Okay.
And my birthday party is at Hayes. It's 5701 Washington.
Oh,
so yeah. So okay. Everybody come out and have fun with me.
No
and
doubt.
Let's party.
No doubt. Now let me ask you this, because you and I go way, way back.
Yes, we do.
And we went through a lot through all those years.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about that this morning. Like, if you look at, and I know the 94 big shots and all the different times that you stepped up when everybody needed someone to step up and Dream was, you know, double teamed. When you look back now at your career and you've had a chance and you know how legendary you are in this city, but you know, I think a lot of people nationally, we didn't have the kind of coverage and sports centers and league pass to see how good this team was. Not just Dream, because obviously it all started with Dream, but how good this whole team was. So when you look back now, what's your favorite memory of like that heyday?
Shucks. Probably when we won it, you know, the first year.
The Nick shot to me was massive.
Yeah, that was cool too. But probably when we officially had won the first one, because it was special. I feel like it was special for the city because it's the first time ever the city has ever won any championship ever. So. That was a special moment for me right there. Yeah, I really when we like officially done it and we had, you know, that's when it was special. That was real special for me.
Vernon Maxwell joining us on the Killer Bees. We're live at Nick's Place. And Vernon, I've always wondered this. What was the first time somebody called you Mad Max?
Wow, man, I don't know. My mom's like, I think it was like in 1991, 92. And my mom was calling me. She was like, "Well, okay, Vernon. Now, what's going on now? Because you know, I ain't bringing you up like this. What's what they call you, Mad Max?" But I mean, obviously, everybody knew that.
Yeah.
You know, I played like reckless and I did crazy things.
And the movie Mad Max added to it.
Well, yeah, and then I did a lot of crazy things out there on the floor. You know, I mean, like. I'll be there 1 minute, and next minute I'm, like, getting kicked out the game. I mean, everybody, what the hell happened? You know, so, but, I mean, that's why, I guess, because I was reckless and just like the movie.
Yeah, was that something you embraced, though?
Well, I mean, I had to because it wasn't going anywhere because that's the way I played and that's the mentality I had. And, I mean, so, I mean. I embraced it. Yeah,
I was watching. I watched Malice at the Palace this morning, and I was thinking back to our days from just how the plane was set up and how everybody was family, but there was a togetherness. Everybody talks about, you know, sports is business now. It's all business, right?
Yes, it is.
But
yes,
at the same point, there's still that family connection, and I think it was thicker back in the day than it is now when everybody's worried about their business. Because I think about just the true kind of care relationships. It wasn't just what you all did on the floor. It's what we did on the planes, what we did in practice.
Oh, my goodness,
and I mean, I remember days you weren't talking to the media. You'd be like, "Joel, meet me in the back. I'm still doing the interview with you because you're family."
Yeah, right.
And you and I would go get shots up because we would wait for the media to leave.
Right.
But those are the kind of things that I remember. Like Rudy would let, if he was going to talk to the team and kind of put the hammer down a little bit, we'd be like, "Oh, we'll step out." No. You're part of the family. You stay. But that's kind of lost today in sports when you look at the way everybody's kind of in it for themselves.
Well, you know, this social media thing, man, it's crazy.
But you're killing it, by the way.
Yeah, well, I love it.
Yeah, so. you're outstanding with that. People that don't love you on social media in Utah.
We ain't going to talk about them now. We don't want to talk about Utah. You know, we know they don't got internet, but we ain't talking about that right now. So they talking about, all right, we ain't talking about Utah.
We'll get
all
back
right,
to
what
that.
We was talking about.
Yep. Tell so me we're talking about just the togetherness back in the day. Okay. I mean, that it was a family.
Yes, yes. Well, the way we were, like, you know, because you was on the plane with Joe. I mean, you saw it. I mean, we, you know what we did. We gambled, and, I mean, we genuinely cared about each other. Like, I knew Kenny's family. I knew everything that they liked to do and what they were doing in the summertime. And Mario and Sam and just so, I mean, just all of us, man. We were just like a family, man. I mean, it was just like, I mean, and they kept us together so long. You know, I mean, eventually we was like a 500 team at one point. We just stayed at, we were always going 40, I mean, what it was?
41.
Yep. Yeah, 41, 41. We was doing that all the time. I was like, well, damn, we got to go either the one way or the other. And then that one year we had a breakout year, you know, and so that was special. So,
and the reason I say that is because us being part of that traveling party too, we were all connected.
Yes,
so if you had a problem, we had a problem.
Yes,
I was in the stands in Portland. Robert Barr was in the stands in Portland.
Yes,
if
yes.
someone mouthed off in Utah,
yes.
it wasn't just about. And there wasn't team security back in the day. We were our own team security.
We were
going to make sure everybody's butt was
right.
covered.
Yeah, that's the thing now, because a lot of things that I went through back in the day, I wouldn't have went through today.
Right.
You know, because they had team security.
Sure.
They had, like, people that would have went up there and handled that for me.
Yep.
I wouldn't have had to do all that cursing on the bench until it made me so mad where I wanted to get up and smack the shit out of somebody.
Yep.
So I'm sorry. but I just got to say that.
Right.
And that's the way I feel. And so But I would have been protected.
Yes.
I mean, like these
insulated,
guys.
Insulated, right?
Yeah,
so that
like
you didn't
these
have to deal with it
day,
yourself.
But, yeah, but it is what it is. And, I mean, and that's what it was. And, I mean, like I say it all the time, I'll do it all over again. If it arrives like that, I'll do it all over again. I'll smack the shit out of him again.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Houston legend Vernon Maxwell joining us on the Killer Bees, broadcasting live from Nick's Place. And, you know, you mentioned that you love social media, you love Twitter. How do you think you would have loved it if it was around in your playing days?
Ooh, it would have been rough. I mean, I don't think I would have survived.
Why is that?
A lot of things I was doing outside of basketball, you know.
Yeah,
it'd have been like
on TMZ and all.
Yeah,
that. Like
everybody's a reporter.
Yeah.
You got a phone. You got video or a picture.
You got news.
Yeah.
But that'd have been. I'm glad I played in the era that I played in, because I wouldn't have survived in this era with this social media stuff going on out here. And I love it now because it gives me a platform where I get to say and you know, just like you guys,
yeah.
get to come on your station and. Do what y'all do. I feel like I have a platform, too, where I get to say it any day I want to. And I say it every day about, you know, Utah. That state. Well, I mean, whatever.
Just call it that state up north.
Yeah.
You know where I think it gets cowardly, though, V, is coaches and players that use that form of communication as opposed to man-to-man in the locker room or on the bench, right? It's like, you see coaches that don't want to talk to their players, but he wants to put it out on social media and put it in the media. And you see players that have an issue with what happened the night before, but instead of talking to the manager or the coach, they want to just put it out on their Twitter account or something and then let everybody react to it. And I think that back in the day, it was one-on-one, man-to-man.
That's what I'm saying. The social media is so different with the guys right now and the way when I played back in the day, you know what I mean? Like, if I had a problem with somebody, you know me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm coming to you.
Yep.
I got to say what I got to say, and I got to get it off my chest. I can't hold it on, because if I do, it's going to end up being, I'm going to explode, and it's going to be a problem then. But that's the way, but nowadays, these kids nowadays, they rather go on this social media and do this. It's just what it is, and that's where the world has came to now. It's like this. It's social media stuff, Instagram and Facebook, and I mean Twitter. I guess it gives everybody a platform. Like I said, for me, I love it because any day when I have something I want to say, I can just jump on there, and I got my own damn studio in my house, and I just plug it up, and I sit over there. And I just like I'm over here right now. What's up, my peoples on Instagram? I knew y'all see me, and I say what I have to say. So I love it.
You have one more segment, Innie? Can you come right back?
Of course.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We come back. Yeah. More of the Houston sports legend, Vernon Maxwell, Mad Max, joining us live on the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports. This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Nick's Place. This is the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
We're out at Nick's Place on Rocky Ridge off Westheimer. Vernon Maxwell joining us on the Killer Bees. Vernon has his birthday party coming up on Saturday at Hayes Nightclub, 5701 Washington. Make sure you head out over there. Celebrate Matt Max's birthday with him. Also, if you need some Vernon Maxwell throwbacks, some jerseys, you can hit him up, too, at vernonmadmax@gmail.com.
You sign those.
All the time.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
All the time.
Yeah.
Vernon, you keeping up with the Rockets these days?
Of course.
What do you think of the young guy?
I love the young boys. I love Jalen Green. Oh, man, it's going to be wonderful season. I think they're going to surprise a lot of people, man. They got a great young team. I just feel like for us to get to the next hump, you know, where we could talk about championships, we need that one, like, real fictitious, that killer guy, you know, when you can just give him the ball, like, you know, and just, okay, we need a bucket and make a great decision, and that's what we missing, but I think we headed in the right direction. I love what we have. I mean, I love the young nucleus that we have. I mean, especially adding that kid, Green and Christopher.
Josh Christopher.
Christopher. Oh, my goodness. I love him, too.
You know, Max, the thing that's funny to me is that everybody kind of, because of the draft that they had, and they were able to add the four 19-year-olds, you lose sight of the fact that one of the most savvy moves they could have made last year was basically giving up nothing for Kevin Porter Jr., who dropped a 50-piece late in the year. From all, you know, Eldridge Rakaczner and some of the old Rockets are up there in on the West Coast watching Jamal Crawford Summer League going, let me tell you something. This kid is killing everybody. That's one that I think people lose sight of because of Green.
No, I love him, man. I mean, him and Green in the backcourt together, that's what I'm saying, man. That's a special backcourt, man. Junior, he's so special, man. I mean, the guy.
Those are guys you can build around.
Yes, man. Yes, he's a special player, man. I love his game. I mean, I'm a big fan of his. You know, I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing this year, and I'm gonna be out here a lot this year, watching and seeing what's going on. But you know, I got my son playing at Georgia Tech too, so I'm gonna be.
So you go to a lot of games?
Of course, I don't miss no games with him.
And so. Josh Pazner coaching there has got ties here to Houston, a lot of people remember
Josh,
him and know him.
Josh, that's
so he's
my
in
guy.
A good spot.
Yep,
so
Josh,
he's a guard?
Yes, he's a combo guard. He played both. You know, these days you got to play both. You got to be able to handle, and you got to be able to shoot and score. So he plays both positions. He's a combo guard.
You and I were talking about this, the difference between when you played and it was so physical and you could put hands on anybody going through the lane or on the perimeter, and then the difference between then and now. How much you would have flourished because of the fact that I always said end-to-end you were the fastest guy in the league, but that's with being bumped and pushed.
Right.
If they can't touch you, I mean, you can just go all day.
No, I was going to get 10 free throws a night. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, as soon as we get in the penalty, I'm just taking off to the basket. You know what I mean? As soon as you touch somebody, I mean, you put your hands on somebody, I mean, beep. I'm shooting 10 to 12 free throws a game back now.
Right.
Right now in these days. So, it'd have been – I'd easily average 20-plus days right now, yeah.
Yeah, it's built for the offensive player certainly these days. Joel and I always talk about sports hate, the guys that we hate, the sports. It's like I hated Derek Jeter as a baseball player. Respect the heck out of him, right, going to the Hall of Fame. Who do you have the most sports hate for? Like, who did you hate going up against? Who did you hate playing? Whatever, however you describe that, who did you have the most sports hate for?
Well, come on, man. We already know it. Utah.
Well, one guy? Which one, though? Stockton, Hornacek, Malone?
All of them. They was just dirty. Y'all, they look like little church
choir
boys. They look choir boys. Them was just dirty as hell.
What was the dirty stuff they would do?
Man, I put it on Instagram the other day. Man tried to trip me when I was getting to the basket. Man, Stockton. He got his leg out trying to. I mean, I'm like, look at this. Do y'all see what I'm talking about? I mean, they just looked like choir boys, but they were some dirty boys, man. Utah, them boys were dirty. I mean, I love Horny. You know, he over here with the Rockets. You know what I mean? Not talking. Hey, Jeff, you know, you with us now.
Sports hate. It's sports
hate. Yeah, we just talking on. All right, don't hold. Nah, come on, Jeff. You know I love you now. Come on. I'm going to see you real soon. All right, hey.
But, he shot the free throws?
Yeah, that's
rub his cheek.
That's right. That's
touch
right.
The face.
That's right. Oh, Jeff, yeah. So,
well, but, you were known as an MJ stopper.
I don't know about all that.
And I know you talked on some podcasts about the extra prep work you had to do when you went up against him. But I know that you're going to be modest about that. But at the same time, watching those games, you had an impact on what Michael tried to do against everybody else. And you gave him some hassle.
Well, you know, you got the big guy behind me. Now I got a big guy back there, so athletic, and we used to funnel guys down to him where he can like chain shots and block shots, and that's what our defense was like predicated to. Like, okay, we're gonna make him drive this way. If you let him go this other way, now it's gonna kill us. But we want to send him this way. And that's what we had defense like, and Dream was. I mean, he helped out so much. I mean, when they say I was a Michael stopper, I was an agitator. I was a Michael Jordan agitator.
Well, he liked to talk, and you were more than willing to participate.
Of course, yeah. That's what I did, and you know, I don't care about the other guy in the other uniform when I ever played against nobody. I mean, because. I mean, I just didn't. I mean, I can hang out with a guy the night before the game, and we go out and have dinner and have drinks and stuff, and then the next day we playing, and he put his hand on and be like, man, get your motherfucker.
Yeah.
Hey, and be like, damn, Max, we was just hanging out last night. And what's going on? You got some crazy shit going on with you. See, we just hanging out last night. Man, where you going? Now you want to fight. I mean, but so that's the way I was, man. I just love – you know, my teammates and my team, I'm gonna do whatever it takes to win.
Can you put an end to it, MJ or LeBron? You played against MJ. You've seen LeBron. It's always the never-ending debate.
You can't.
I always throw Kobe in that mix because of the fact that so quietly Kobe had 5 rings. Kobe did everything.
You can't do that because, I mean, it's totally different eras. I mean, back when. I mean, Mike played. I mean, it was hand checking involved, and it was so physical and tough. And shit, I mean, now you can't even touch nobody. I mean, you can't put your hands on nobody now. So, I mean, if Mike would have played, if he played now, I mean, well, these kids, I mean, man, I think he can have 50.
Really?
I mean, yeah. I mean, you can't touch nobody.
Right.
I mean.
So on the flip side, could LeBron handle the physicality back in the day?
Of course, yeah. LeBron can play it in the air.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Bron. But effectively, could he do the same thing, scoring and everything? Because
Bron will be effective. He's so high IQ. I mean, he'll be LeBron. He'll be a special player back in the day. Bron is Bron. I love that kid.
There you go.
Yeah.
What do you think about all this Deshaun Watson stuff going on? What do you think the Texans should do with him?
Hey, man. You know, I don't like what happened to that kid, man. Because I felt like he got set up, you know. And, you know, I hate it for him. It's a sad, it's sad, you know, what he's going through and what he has to go through. Because I feel like he got just, like, set up, man. I feel like if he didn't want to play here, he wanted to be traded. I feel like he should have left here and not stayed around here.
Yeah, sign the extension.
Yeah. Do that or just go. Just leave. Just go on. Just go. You got to go where you want to go. And I hate that for that kid, but I think the kid's a great kid. I mean, I know he is. I know him. I met him. Mm-hmm. And I mean, he come from a good family, and I hate it for him, man. But, I mean, I hope it works out for him. I mean, whatever happens for him, I mean, if I can talk to him, I would love to talk to him.
See, that's what I was going to go with this. I would love him to kind of pick your brain, because you've been through that ringer, right? Not with the social media,
that's what
but
I'm
you've
saying.
Been through your ringer, the ringer here, and you know that when you're beloved in this city, they're going to do anything for you.
Right.
But the minute that you say you want out,
didn't
now it all bets are off. Arden did it. Deshaun did it. You watch what the city did.
I did it.
Yeah, that's right.
I did it. I left. You know, I mean, I shouldn't have left the way I left. But I'm just saying that when I did say I was going to leave, it was like, oh, my goodness. It was like,
after shoot around in Utah. I was there.
Yeah, it was like when I did it, though, it was like, the city like flipped on me.
Yep.
And shit. I mean, it was like, oh Lord. I was like, whoa, damn. Nobody don't care about me no more around here. You know what I mean? And that's how. I know what that kid's going through. I mean, because I was there. I swear, I literally.
Yes.
I was there. I can put myself where he's at right now, and I hate that for him.
That's,
you know what I mean? Because that was a dark place in my life. And I hate that for that kid, man. I really do.
Vernon, that 93-94 season. Vernon Maxwell, our guest on the Killer Bees. 93-94. Jordan doesn't retire. You get the Bulls. You guys still winning it?
Of course. I mean, you got to look at the numbers. I mean, shit. I mean, we beat them more than they beat us. I mean, even during the championship years, we just had a problem with, like, Seattle and you know, teams like that.
Yeah.
We had a problem like beating those guys. They matched up well with us. So, and we could have got past those guys. I mean, Chicago, no. I mean, they know we would have. I mean, it would have been a great series, but it probably would have went seven, but six, but we would have beat them though. I know that all my life.
Rudy's told the story. Charles has told the story. I know the story. When Michael went to Charles's house one night, and Rudy and the coaching staff were there. And then I was lucky enough a couple times to have conversations with MJ on the golf course. And he said the same thing. He said, y'all still had that big Nigerian. And he said, and he was the best player in the world at that time.
Right, yeah.
He goes, and I'm looking at my roster going, who's stopping him?
Nobody.
Luke Longley, Bill Cartwright, those kind of guys. And so even he, in front of Rudy and the coaching staff, said, you know what, we had our hands full with that one.
Of course. That was a common denominator right there. I mean, with Dream there. I mean, that man was – he used to kill them. I mean, they had no answer. I mean, he was –
You feel like he's underrated, because when you see the greatest centers of all time, he slides down the list.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I think he gets penalized for his athleticism.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, I don't understand it. I mean, people tend to take things that he used to do for granted, because, you know, like, I used to see it in practice all the time, the way he'd spin and fade away and shoot it going out of bounds. I'd be like, oh, I mean, but I was like, all right, that's like a regular jump shot.
Yep.
Me, like, you know, everybody take it for granted, man, but he was a special player, man. I mean, the best player I ever played with, man. I mean, and a good person, too.
Oh,
man.
Great guy.
I mean, yeah, yeah. But he'll put his hands on you now.
He stopped when he became Muslim. Then he found a different lifestyle, and he changed all that.
Vernon Maxwell's birthday party Saturday at Hayes Nightclub, 5701 Washington. Make sure you come through,
please,
Vernon, hang out. It'll be a great time at the Hayes Nightclub Saturday night. And again, if you're looking for those jerseys, authentic jerseys signed by Vernon Maxwell, you can get them at VernonMadMax@gmail.com. That's VernonMadMax@gmail.com. Vernon Maxwell, thanks so much for coming through. Appreciated the time, the conversation. We'll talk to you again soon.
Hey, thanks for having me. Appreciate y'all, man. Thanks a lot.
Houston legend Maxwell stopping in on the Killer Bees.